Herbie Kuhn is a member of a small, specialized, and extraordinary group of people. The 50-year-old Toronto native has only 29 peers in his unique circle. Herbie is the public address announcer for the NBA champion Toronto Raptors. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. Thank you so much for dropping by, and we sure appreciate your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, because those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor this show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Herbie has been at the PA microphone since day one for the Raptors, and he's back with me in the lineup today for Sports and Commentary. So you've been there, the PA microphone for the Raptors for 24 years, Herbie. The one and only PA announcer for the club. How'd you get this gig?
It's just thinking about that number is crazy, Greg, to tell you that you're 24 years, almost a quarter century, coming up on our 25th, our silver anniversary next year. Long story short, I had the opportunity to announce in Toronto and Hamilton, Ontario, back in 1994 when the World Championships of Basketball were hosted by those two cities. And I was one of about a dozen announcers who were selected for those World Championships. I actually had my start at a school called Vanier College in Montreal in 1992, announcing both football and basketball. That's where I started announcing as a part-time job. And the World Championships came in 1994, and I made a decent impression. I guess I made a positive impression on the powers that be that were at that time. And the key connecting factor is the fact that John Bitov, who was the Raptors' original owner, original driving force behind our ownership group, was also the head of the organizing group that ran those World Championships of Basketball back in 1994. So many of the main players in terms of executives and the organizing team who were involved in the World Championships ended up being part of the original framework of the Raptors as well. So a wonderful gentleman who I had the opportunity to touch base with at the parade yesterday, named Brian Cooper. He was the one who had hired all those PA announcers for the World Championships, and it ended up being part of his portfolio a year later to hire the inaugural public address announcer for your Toronto Raptors. And by God's grace, that happened to be yours truly. And now here we are 24 years later, and I'm still kicking. They haven't found me out yet. They haven't kicked me out yet, so praise God for that.
Oh, I don't think they'll kick you out anytime soon. You're an icon up there. So, Herbie, I'm going to put you on a spot here. clear your throat and give us a little sample of Herbie Kuhn, the PA announcer for the Raptors, will you?
Well, how about basketball fans? Please welcome the starting lineup for your Toronto Raptors!
Oh, that's the problem. I don't warm up for it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about it. I thought you sounded terrific. So how did you, develop your stick as a PA announcer?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, Greg. It just kind of happens off the cuff. You know, there are a couple of calls every now and then I thought, gee, I wonder how that will sound. I wonder how that will go over with the crowd or with the players. But for the most part, and I'm going to say 90-95%, it is instantaneous, knee-jerk, spontaneous reactions to a play, to a spectacular play, and I just shout something out, and hopefully it turns out well and is well-received. I obviously have a certain style that's evolved over the decades. Boy, that sounds weird to say that, over the decades. But, you just work on it. You know what works, and I've got what's comfortable to me within my voice range and within the way I present things. And, you know, we've got a spectacular PA system and sound team, sound technicians at the Scotiabank Arena. And I work with them and they work with me. And we do our best to make sure that we come up with the best product possible. They tailor some things to me. I tailor some things to them. And we go out there and we have fun. 41 regular season games a year and hopefully a playoff run every year. And we've got some amazing, amazing fans in Toronto who have been supporting me and cheering me on for all these years.
Yeah, the fans love you up there. You feel like God has given you this unique gift to glorify him in some way, Herbie?
Oh, unequivocally, 110%. The Lord has given me this voice. I didn't choose it. It wasn't like we lined up and said, hey, Lord, I'll take the deep voice, please. I'll choose to be 6'4". It doesn't work out that way. By the way, for the record, I'm 5'8 and a half. In terms of the voice, God gave it to me. He chose me for this. He chose me for this calling. I'm absolutely 100% certain of that, and I am blessed that he never gave up on me and that now I get to walk in that calling. You know, the scripture says that a man can choose his steps, but, you know, that the Lord directs his path. And I didn't realize what I was getting into when I started announcing. I was not following Jesus at that point. I was doing it for, you know, a part-time job in college to earn a few dollars. And then the first year with the Raptors, 1995, 1996, I was announcing. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was fun and everything, and I was grateful to God for it. But I was doing it purely from a narcissistic point of view. I was completely pointing the finger at myself and saying, look at me, look at what I'm doing. Look at this voice I've got, you know, all this kind of stuff, and wanting to celebrate and party. And it wasn't until the Lord got a hold of my heart, November the 3rd, 1996, that we turned this thing around. And now every single time I sit down to that seat courtside, it's all glory to God. As Toby Mac sang once infamously, saying, if you want to steal my show, I'll just step back and let you go. And that's what I pray every single game is. I pray, I bow my head about a minute before the horn goes at the beginning, and I say, Lord, this is your game. Steal my show. To you be the glory. So, yeah, there's no doubt. He's the one that's given me this voice, and the reason I do it is to redirect the attention to him.
Great. Yeah, I think we'll go out today with that song from T-Mac, Steal My Show. And we'll get back for one more show here because I want to find out, Herbie, what happened in 1996 that turned your heart and your soul and your mind, your spirit to Jesus. You accepted him and your life is forever changed. I think we'll get into that next time here on Sports and Commentary. So in the meantime, thank you for spending the minutes with me on this program, and we'll talk soon. Have a great day.
Greg, thank you so much. You as well. Keep smiling and enjoy. Enjoy his faithfulness in your life today.
All right, I'll do it. Thank you. All right, spotlight. Give them what they came for.